Welcome to the Biz Bros Podcast. My name's Kyle Nelson. Got my co-host here, Mr. Eli Libby. What's up, Eli?
Not much. How are you, Kyle? Today is your birthday.
Today is my birthday.
Today is the big birthday. September 6th.
September 6th. My big day. The big 3-2 today.
Heck yeah. Looking good. Not looking Thank a you. Day over 20. Two.
I appreciate that, man.
Yep.
Yeah, so today's a good day, and we're really excited to have a good conversation about branding and about creating a heart-centered brand, which is a big deal Powerful. These days. It's people got to be able to connect with something rather
Pull
than just
the heartstrings
out there. So before we bring Stephanie on, though,
time to roll that intro.
Let's do it. What's going on? Welcome to the Biz Pros Podcast. My name's Kyle Nelson. I've got my great co-host and good friend here, Mr. Eli Libby.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. It's
beautiful
the episode,
day
man.
Today, man.
Absolutely.
We're really excited for this episode. We've got a great guest.
Yep. Absolutely.
Number two, clear, simple images.
Amazon sellers.
The first thing that I follow about in this article is
really looking for that initial credit.
You need to be thinking about product photography and video production. And today we have Stephanie Navinskis. She is the CEO of Sizzle Force Marketing, a fractional CMO agency that services scaling companies. Since 95, she's been developing brand building marketing campaigns that have been used by companies including Starbucks, Quicksilver, NFL, and Cox Communication, along with thousands of other privately owned companies. She's written for Forbes and Entrepreneur Magazine and is an author of the international number one bestseller, Absolutely Unforgettable, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Creating a Heart-Centered Brand and Standing Out in a Noisy World. Stephanie, welcome to the Biz Bros Podcast. How are you today?
I'm awesome. Thanks, guys. I'm so glad to be here.
Absolutely. Great to have you here. Yeah, it sounds like an amazing background. Excited to hear more about that.
Yeah.
Before we jump in, tell the audience a little bit more about that background. Let's expand on it a little bit, maybe some of those key brands we mentioned.
All right. Well, you know, it's really interesting having worked with both small businesses as well as these ginormous household brand names. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. Over the 27 years I've been in this industry, like since you were five, if you're 32 today, right? Since you were five, seeing how they do things differently, right? Seeing how, well, why are these household brand names? What are they doing that's really making them stand out, right? Compared to the thousands of small companies that we've worked with. It's been a great journey and adventure being able to work with all sizes.
That's so awesome.
How did you get started with marketing? Yeah. What was it that was that kind of pull towards that that style of work?
Yeah, so the original plan was to go into broadcast journalism. That's what I was studying. And then I had a professor who was really mean tell me that my voice was too squeaky and I wouldn't make it. So... you know, 21, impressionable, big bad professor says that. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I switched my focus to editorial. Actually, my first job out of school, I was writing copy for ads for a newspaper back in the dark ages when people used to read them. And you know, just that's where it all began in 1995. Right, working in the marketing department there, and then went to another newspaper, and then .com became a word, and I helped launch one of the biggest brands, local brands in San Diego, California. Oh. And then wireless became a thing and did that, and then I became a thing with my company, Sizzle Force.
Oh, awesome. Wow. That's so cool. What was the company in SoCal
that you worked It was with? Called SanDiegoInsider.com. It ended up being acquired at the time. It was super hot, super hit, you know, just got so much traffic. It was early in the .com freak out phase, and ended up getting acquired by another company and really, really blew up. Pretty cool.
That is what a cool story.
And what's your main focus today with brands and clients?
Yeah. So today I own an agency and we focus on strategic planning and copywriting and content development.
Very cool.
That's really cool.
Wow. Let's dive into that topic.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about how to create a heart-centered brand. So before talking about creating one, why don't we dive into what is a heart-centered brand?
A heart-centered brand is something you rarely see in today's marketplace.
Yeah.
It is a brand that sometimes sacrifices automation and AI and those things that make our lives easier and our businesses faster to operate in exchange for creating authentic human connections.
Gotcha. That is so cool. Wow. What a cool way to put it in today's brand as well, like today's landscape with using AI, using automation. Every brand, everybody talks about doing that. What are some good examples of brands today that are doing that, that are heart-centered brands? Anything off the top of your head?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things that I could talk about right now. Let's see. I think one brand that does this exceptionally well is Warby Parker.
Okay.
They sell eyeglasses.
Yeah.
And you know, went up against the big bad lens crafters monopoly, right? Warby Parker does a very good job at this. When it comes to, I know I could tell you hundreds of smaller companies that do this. One of those companies we're actually working with right now, they sell a product that is designed to help people balance better, right? Now, if you don't have balance issues, you just kind of, it goes in one ear and out the other, right? But if you were born with any kind of neurological disability or something happened, you had an accident and you got one, right? Or you're just part of the aging population, your balance becomes an everyday, kind of every minute concern, right, of your day. Because if you can't balance, you can't walk, you know, all the things that a lot of us take for granted, right? And this company has really taken a heart-centered approach because it all started with creating their story and why they started doing this. The product was created because a guy had a friend who lost his ability to balance. And so he jerry-rigged something up in his garage and said, maybe this will help. And 3 weeks later, this person who couldn't balance was balancing and walking again. And it wasn't intended to ever go to market or anything. And now it's blown up and taken off, right? But they share that story all the time. And it's so powerful, you know?
Absolutely. So companies and brands that are truly starting something where originally it was just a solution to a problem from the heart, just trying to help, and turn into a business. Because a lot of people are like, hey, I need that solution. I'll pay you money for it.
And from the branding perspective, if you tell the story appropriately and vocalize the story, I feel like that leads to success in today's brands.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think a lot of people too, they make a mistake of thinking that the story is, you know, a bunch of factoids, right? I went to such and such school and I got a degree in this and I was summa cum laude and you know, like, who cares? Yeah. Like, really, nobody cares. I mean, maybe they care when you're 25. Once you're past 25, nobody really cares.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, it looks good on resume, that's about it. People don't care about it. It's just, you know, checks a box or whatever.
Yeah, that's not a story. That's a checklist of accomplishments, right? A story is something that really gets to the heart and talks about the why, and then talks about, you know, how the solution is making a huge difference in an authentic way. It's not salesy, it's not pitchy. It's really, there was a problem.
Right.
We wanted to solve it. We came up with a solution. It worked. And now it can work for you.
Yeah.
So how does somebody that has a company, they're a few years down the road or 15, 20 years down the road, and they don't have that heart-centered brand, how do you start to transition over to that without it making it seem like it's made up or fake? How do they kind of transition over?
Yeah, one of the first things that we do is we actually work on developing the story. And a lot of times, when I say that to people, because we work with brands of all sizes, but I would say the vast majority of the companies we do work with have been in business for 20, 30 plus years,
okay,
right? And a lot of them have not taken time to do this, right? So we will start by saying, well, what's your story? And I don't really have a story, Stephanie. I don't have a, you know, I didn't come from rags to riches. I didn't, you know, I'm not an immigrant that came from a third world country. And, you know, people think they don't have a story. And I tell them all the time, nothing could be further from the truth. Everyone has a story. And so I have a process when I'm writing a story for a company where I interview them. Okay. So my degree is in journalism and I was trained to ask really good questions to get to the story, right? For a different purpose, but I've applied it to storytelling for brands. And what I find in, I would say 98% of the time, there is a why behind what people do now that they didn't even realize that there was a connection to. There was something that happened in their childhood, their adolescent years, in, you know, their 20s, whatnot. There was something that happened that was the trigger point for getting them to where they are today.
Totally.
And the interview process reveals what that is. And every time I do it with people, they're like, oh my gosh, you're right. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And then once the founder, the CEO, really gets in touch with their story and they see, oh wow, this didn't just happen randomly. I didn't just end up here, right? All of these things played. They were little puzzle pieces coming together to create this where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
Once the CEO starts to really grab onto their own story and they start sharing it with their employees and they start sharing it with their prospects and their customers and all of that, and everyone starts to get into it, and then other people are encouraged to come up with their story, and all of a sudden commerce becomes meaningful,
right?
And people are like, well, I'm not just doing this because I'm doing it, I'm doing this because this is my calling, this is what I was born to do in the world.
So a lot of times, I know companies come out with like corporate sustainability programs. Is that kind of in the same vein of what you do, helping companies with that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we don't help people come up with sustainability programs, but that's a natural next step that would often come out of identifying someone's story, right? There's other people that specialize in that. That's not my thing, though.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. What a lot of our listeners are first time founders or early stage startup companies. What would you recommend to them as a first step to working on this journey of building a successful brand? What would you recommend to them?
Okay, if you're just getting started, the very first thing that you need to do is put all of your efforts into building out a super strong strategy. Okay. A lot of people, when they're first starting, they jump right into tactical implementation when it comes to marketing, right? Now, oh, okay, we're starting a company. We need a website. We need all these social media channels built out. We need to get on, you know, this news program, that news program. They build out all of the fun, shiny stuff, I call it, right?
Yeah.
But they don't have clarity on the strategy. They don't have the depth of clarity on what makes them different from everyone else in the marketplace. They don't have the clarity on what really makes their customers tick. Okay. And what makes them buy. A lot of people do these very surface level customer avatar exercises. You can find a million of it. You could Google it and you can find a million things on it, right? But they're very surface level. They talk about, you know, some basic demographics, maybe a couple psychographics. I think it's really important to do a deep dive in, you know, what really is keeping these people up at night, right? What is the philosophy they need to hear your company say in order to say, oh my gosh, they get me, right? What do they need to hear from you? What problems do you really solve? And how are you going to articulate that in the marketplace? When you're doing that stuff and when you've got that all figured out, then you jump into actually executing it and doing it.
Yeah. I think a lot of people just get stuck in that race of the shiny stuff. It's so easy. Here's my trophy. Check it out. You know, be impressed or whatever. But I think, you know, changing that mindset of really focusing on, you know, the story and the brand and how you're helping others, I think is huge. So what about like founder CEO versus like the company's brand? Like those are like some businesses, some companies have the founders and all those people as like the brand face. And then there's other is like the face, right? Where does that kind of sit in the difference of like creating kind of a heart centered brand? I don't, because I know you're talking a lot about like the story of the CEO or the founder.
Yeah, I think that I think that's a very personal decision that the CEO of the company has to make on who's going to be the face, right? If they're going to be the face, great. We've talked about that approach. If they're not going to be the face, then somebody else is going to be that you have to have a face, right? Somebody has to be the face, right? You can still talk with the founder and the early stage employees on the why. Why do they show up to work every day? What makes them roll out of bed and say, I'm excited to go to the office? Or you know, I'm excited to walk into my living room and work today, you know, in the in the remote world, right? You can still, but it does come down to people. It really does. It comes down to people. Like, how is your brand impacting people's lives, whether it's the people that work for you, the people that you work for with your product or service, your investors, whatnot, right? So
that totally makes sense. I think it's it's just something you have to kind of decide, even if it's, it doesn't really necessarily have to be early on. I mean, it can, if you're a company that's been around for a while and there is no face and you're just another, you know, fish in the big pond, just all the noise, you know, it's a good time to make that decision at any point.
Do you, I know you guys are more of kind of like an outsourced CMO type of agency. Are you typically working directly with the CMO or are you working with the CEO? How does that relationship work?
We typically work with the CEO, or we might work with a CMO in some capacities, more as their support team. But in most cases, we are working directly with the CEO or the founder. And we provide that, we fill the gap that happens when a company is big enough that they realize we need help. We can't do this ourselves. And hiring a team of hobbled together contractors, right? Like a graphic designer here and a copywriter here and whatever, you know, these people that are not connected and not doing something cohesively. When they're big enough for that, but they're not big enough to hire their an entire marketing team to be on staff, that's when they call us. Right? And they're like, we need somebody to lead it like a marketing department with high level strategy and implementation. But we don't want to have all of those people on staff. That's going to be a $500,000 a year investment. And we're not there yet.
Makes a ton of sense.
Wow. So as we kind of wrap things up, we always ask our guests, if there's one thing that you hope our listeners would take away from this conversation, what would it be?
I hope that people will choose to be vulnerable and start sharing more of their story.
Great.
When you share a story, well, here's the thing. Here's something really important that people need to know. Story is the oldest form of marketing, right? That's what they found on cave walls was stories, right? Stories make people remember you way better than anything else that you can do. So be vulnerable and tell a story that actually makes people care.
I love that.
I love that. That was amazing.
It can be hard to be vulnerable.
It can be.
Especially for people that, you know, I mean, we're naturally vulnerable people. Mm-hmm. That's just how we are. But that's a hard one for people.
It is.
If they're not, if you're not naturally like open and like just
personality type.
That's hard.
That's a good one though. Great
tip. To challenge yourself.
It is. Absolutely.
Stephanie, where can people follow you? I know you said that you have something that you wanted to share.
Yeah, actually, I'd love to give your audience a storytelling template that can help them uncover their own story.
Perfect.
So, yeah, you guys can grab that. You go to sizzleforce.com/storytelling.
Okay.
Awesome.
Sizzleforce. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. We'll definitely put that in the show notes. And thanks for offering that. Is that where the best place people connect with you at?
you can go there, or you can just go to our website, sizzleforce.com. You can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere.
Awesome.
Well, cool. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for sharing with our guests, or excuse me, with our guests, with our listeners. I know they'll take away some great stuff, and hopefully it'll encourage some people to kind of get out there and kind of create that story and that heart-centered brand.
Love it.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Okay, bye-bye.
And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Biz Bros podcast. Go ahead and just type us in, Google it. You'll find us. We're there. Hit the subscribe button if you want to listen to great guests just like Stephanie. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.